Welcome to the In the Limelight podcast. I'm your host, Clarissa Burt, and every week I bring you great information from fabulous people that I get to meet all over the world. I interview public figures, influencers, entrepreneurs, thought leaders, millionaires, and moguls that share their know-how, tipping points, pivotal moments, and life lessons. I promise you educative, empowering, and entertaining conversations with entrepreneurs that have a social conscience. Don't forget to find me on social. You can find me pretty much everywhere. Facebook, it's Clarissa Burt Official. Also, sign up for my newsletter at clarissaburt.com. That way you can keep abreast of the In the Limelight media as it's coming out. And you'll be getting my weekly newsletter along with the In the Limelight magazine every quarter. Check out inthelimelightmedia.com. Here we are back in the limelight yet again this week with another extraordinary entrepreneur, and what a guest he is. Wait until you hear his story. You're not going to believe it. Anyway, I do want to remind you that you can watch these interviews on Roku, Chromecast, Apple TV, Android TV, Amazon Fire, and of course over on YouTube. You can listen to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora, and Inspired News Radio. You also are going to want to get over to In the Limelight Media or ClarissaBurt.com. Don't forget about our digital magazine. It's In the Limelight, intelligent media for the savvy entrepreneur. By the time you see this, we will have a new drop because it's coming out very soon. And our next guest is also a contributor in this next edition, this next publication. We're thrilled to have him. They call me Coach. No, not me. But they do him, Stefan Leary. There he is. Stefan, lovely to
see you. Nice to meet you. Good to see you again.
Oh my gosh. It's been a while since we met, maybe a year ago at David Fagan's event.
Yes, last year, September. It's a little bit over a year.
Yeah, you were right here in Phoenix, Arizona, and we had a nice, lovely conversation, and I loved your story, and I'm so glad that you're back. Back on the radar, as we shall say. But we're going to get to your book in a second. I want to hear all about that. I know you're going to be traveling and doing some speaking, which is what you're doing a lot of. But why do they call you Coach? Let's hear that backstory.
They call me Coach because, you know, when you meet someone, the first thing they ask you is, what's your name and what do you do? Those are two questions that people usually ask you. And I started to say to myself, I usually introduce myself as Stefan Leary. But I found out that people didn't really know my first and last name.
Right.
Coach. And so when I thought about, my journey as and who I am and what I've become, I've just become Coach to so many people that's what resonates with me. When people say the word Coach, if I'm in the grocery store, if I'm anywhere, I turn my head.
You turn your head. You answer the call, right? Your story starts out, you have a stellar basketball career of your own, yes?
Yeah. It was an awesome opportunity. My whole journey began at, young kid in inner city and across the path of the late, great Hall of Famer, Pistol Pete Maravich. Became a Christian at his camp, but he taught me the greatest lesson in life. I was the best player there, but he didn't give me the most outstanding player award. He told me my character doesn't fit the award.
Oh, brother. What was that all about?
It broke my heart, but it also challenged me to look into myself. I become a Christian at his camp, and my journey as a basketball player and as a new person that has a new outlook on life begins.
Wow. Now, somewhere along the line, and I don't know much about that backstory, you were adopted by what you term a white family. And
yes,
you say, I was a black kid. I was adopted by a white. You have it written right here. So they're not my words. So,
those are my words. I'm proud of those words.
Yeah.
Believe in love beyond the color of the skin, which is my
art. That is correct. Yes, it is. So you're adopted by, tell us about how that happens. You said it's kind of like The Blind Side, if you remember that movie,
so
right?
I go back right after. This is one big change in my life one summer. I go back to my hometown, Houston, Texas, by the way, which was in Third Ward, where George Floyd grew up in that area. And so I go back and the lights come on for me. I was raised by a single mom with seven kids, and many of them started to choose the way of drugs and alcohol and gangs and crime.
Right.
I was in love with sports. Sports changed my life. I go to a gym and I meet this coach, and his coach offers me the opportunity to go to a Christian school, similar to that in the Blind Side. I go out to visit this Christian school, and it was at a 5 o'clock in the morning prayer meeting that this woman came up to me, who happens to be white, and my beautiful mother, Lynn Johnson, came up right after the prayer meeting and says, "What are you doing here?" And I said, "I'm with him."
You didn't know how she meant that, right?
Yeah. I was a little intimidated, honestly.
Right.
And so she said, "Well, that's funny, interesting, because while we were praying, I just felt like I needed to offer you a place to live."
Wow. Okay.
It was in that moment that I thought, wow, things are happening that are far out of my control. I'd go to visit the family. I had gone to a second basketball camp that Pistol Pete Maravich came into town in Houston to do. I go to this camp. He personally invites me. I go to this camp, and I'm a changed kid. I win every award, and I meet this lady, Lynn Johnson's kids, at the camp.
Okay.
Don't know them, but she invites me over to dinner to meet the family. I go to meet the family. I walk through the door, and those were three boys, Billy, Jacob, and Scott. They were at the basketball camp. And they said, "It's him. It's the guy that we were telling you about." Then I meet this wonderful 9-year-old blonde-haired girl who runs up to me, jumps in my arm, kisses me on the cheek, and hugs my neck and tells me that she loves me and asks me, "Am I going to be her big brother?"
Oh, my Lord. Wow.
From that point on, I felt love. I felt accepted. I decided that I was going to leave home in the inner city and try to become something.
And you certainly have, sir. You certainly have, because what you've done is pay it forward to so many young kids, both, you know, both boys and girls. I know you work with both.
Yes, absolutely.
And you know, you've taken that life story, you've taken all the good and all of your faith and put it all together in one big, they call me coach.
Yeah.
And that's what you're doing to help so many others. I'm going to bring up a picture here in a minute, but you got an invention, and I don't know much about that. So I'm going to put that out there. First of all, I'm going to throw the ticker underneath so everybody knows. Now, I hope this is the right website. It is. NewHeightHoops.com. Yeah, fabulous. Okay, good. And then tell us about the invention while I look for the picture of your book.
So I was in the NBA agent and training business. And my partner, Tony Dutt with Dutt Sports Services, came up to me. He said, "Hey, I got a 7'5" guy coming in from Senegal. We got to pick him up from the airport." Guy over there tells me he's a little raw, but he's got tremendous talent. And he said, "What can you do to get him ready? The Dallas Mavericks want to see him in 2 weeks." I said, "Oh, you know, I got some things on my mind. Let's bring him. Let's see what we can do."
Right.
Clarissa, what I did was, and I'm on my way to speak at Liberty now. And what I'm telling people is we were created to create.
Yep.
And so what I'm telling people
love
is
that
you don't have to reinvent things or come up with new things. There are many of things that are around or invented already that don't have as full purposeful use.
Yeah, there you go.
And so what I did was I saw three elements. I saw a gentleman who had invented a jump sole, which was an elevated sole off the ground to get you to focus more on the ball of your feet, to be more athletic. I grew up with the old school technique. I'm sure everyone, and you probably included, we used ankle weights because we wanted to be quicker.
Oh, yes.
There was,
especially
school.
In the 90s, I did that. Yeah, I think it was the 80s or 90s.
That's
yes,
right.
I did that a lot. I still have them, Steph.
I know. So you're going to be fascinated by this. You'll be fascinated by this. I take the newest concept, which were bands, stretchy bands.
Yep.
And what I did was I took the stretchy bands, I put them on his ankle. I put the 7'5" kid in these jump soles, and I wrapped ankle weights around him, and he was doing some training to movement exercises, and they were hurting him. But when he got through all of it, he took them off and he said, "Wow, what did you do to me?" And I said, "I don't know. What do you mean?" He said, "I feel like I'm walking on air."
Right.
I said to myself, "Uh-huh." And I looked at the concept and I thought, that looks like a boot. I wonder if there's something out there like it.
Okay.
And I did all of the research. I went to my dad, who had just invented something in the engineering business, had a patent lawyer. He took me to the patent lawyer. He looked at all of it. And lo and behold, man, I get on this journey. I go back to Liberty University, my alma mater, where I played and coached. And I asked the engineering department, do you do capstone projects, which is outside projects, and make molds out of them? And they took on my project. I took it back to the patent attorney. 18 months later, I was granted a patent that could be the first ever training and rehabilitation ship.
Oh, that's extraordinary. That is extraordinary. And Mr. Inventor, we got to add inventor now to your whole
inventor. I have a patent for it and everything. I was granted a patent 18 months in. I've spent money trying to get it developed in China, in which it was. COVID hits. China shuts down the factories. When they reopen, they throw every project out of the factory. Teams were thrown out.
Oh, no.
I'm headed back to Liberty now. We're going to work on a digital animation version of it so that we can release it and start the manufacturing.
Extraordinary idea. Keep us posted on that. Will you? When everything's ready to rock and roll, we'll have you back on the show. Here's your book, though. I want to show everybody here's you with a copy of the book.
Yeah.
They call me Coach. If I can, you can. There you go. I can, you can. What do you mean by that?
So my journey as, my mom having six kids, was married to an abusive man. I was born in Louisiana, and my mom left my dad in the middle of the night, grab six kids, throw them in the car, and drive to a whole nother state. And when we get to Houston, from Louisiana to Houston, we struggled. She worked 2-3 jobs, was never around, We're living from inner city to inner city.
Right.
We got evicted. We got our stuff taken from us from the government because we weren't paying rent. It was that type of lifestyle that I was a kid that had no vision. I the only reason why I was educated, Clarissa, was because of no pass, no play. But usually I'm confessing at 51, I was one of the ones in the locker room before school doing homework with everybody else.
Right. All right. Okay. Got it.
So for me, the way that I grew up, I said to myself, if I can do it, you can do it.
Yeah, that's an extraordinary story. Boy, you are you're just to be unpeeled, there's one peel after another. I mean, that's another really extraordinary story. Wow. Yeah. No wonder they call you Coach. You're able to coach on so many different things, which is really cool. Yeah. I know that you've moved a lot now also onto the speaking circuit. You love speaking to kids mostly, I'm assuming. You love speaking, but mostly to the younger generations. You love to, sort of jazz them up and get them motivated and make sure that they're following a really good, happy, healthy, faithful path in life. Yes. I'm sure. And so you've got another event coming up on October 8th. It's called
Created to Create. Yeah.
Created to Create. Sorry, I couldn't read your handwriting. Created to Create. There you go. Yes. Tell us more about that. Where are you going to be?
So I'm in Atlanta now and speaking to a school, high school football team tonight and Douglasville, Georgia, and then headed up to Liberty University where I'll be meeting with the School of Engineering to create the digital animation of the shoe, meeting with the School of Medicine. I'm on the path now to making it the first ever rehabilitation shoe. And then I'm meeting with the Director of Student Affairs so that we can kind of collaborate in partnership with making this shoe become a reality. But I also be speaking to the engineering students, the school, engineering students in school. And my message to them is we were born to create. We're created to create. And so what I'm doing now is expanding the platform, since I'm an inventor and built businesses. I'm actually going to be speaking on several platforms, not just the youth. But I want people to know that my message is you are more than what you see. We get wrapped up into what we wake up every day and see in everything that we do.
Yes.
There's so much more to you to be unveiled if you would look deeper inside yourself and see what I say, that there are seeds of greatness on the inside of every one of us. But just like flowers and things that we grow, it's going to take some watering. It's going to take some digging. It's going to take some pruning. It's going to take some work. It's going to take enduring some storms. You might get blown away during the season.
You might be snowed over.
Yes. And those things will happen, right? But in the midst of it all, underground, there are seeds of greatness inside of you that if you stay the course, keep the faith that you are more than what you see, and you can become whatever you
have to have a good, strong foundation, have those roots very well planted. Everything that's happening underground may not exactly be what you see above ground, correct?
That's right, absolutely.
I totally agree. I totally agree with you. I'm going to throw up your book one more time. I do want everybody to take a look at that. They Call Me Coach. If I Can, You Can. Stefan, I know that we can get this at Amazon and Barnes & Noble, correct?
That's correct. It's the softback is paperback is already up.
Right.
The hardback is it'll be up within the week. And the hardback is a whole layout of my journey. It'll be fascinating just to have the cover of the book, because on the front you see me holding my invention and holding a book. A kid that was had no level of education and no desire to be educated wrote a book and invented a patent, in which I wrote the patent myself. And on the back cover, it's my journey. It's a picture of me with Pistol Pete Maravich as an 18-year-old kid. And his influence in my life to help me become who I am today. I value character. I teach character and encourage character in everyone because of that man. And then the double flaps that folds the book. The front of it is a letter from my adopted mother with a picture of my family. And the back cover of the book is Liberty University, where I had the opportunity to play basketball and then go back and invent my product. So
I see here
the layout of the book cover will be a journey of it's my story. Go ahead. And it is just, you know, my being transparent of a wounded, neglected, abused kid that stayed the course, and God was able to use my life to do something.
Absolutely. And my hat's off to you, sir. I think you've done an amazing, amazing job. Where can everybody find you on social?
Social. I'm on Twitter as Coach Stefan Leary. I'm on Instagram as Coach Stefan Leary. I'm on Facebook. I got a marketing guy who's working on my Facebook page, but I'm also at my own page of Stefan Leary. YouTube channel coming. This is all new to me. I've been coaching for 27 years, Clarissa, and I told my mom on Sunday, I saw her, I said, Mom, I feel like I'm going through a divorce, but it's a good one.
It's a good one. There's a lot to keep up on, but I'm going to say that book looks really extraordinary. I'm going to remind everybody one more time what it looks like. Remind them that they can get that book. They Call Me Coach, If I Can, You Can by Stefan Leary. You can get that at Amazon, or you can find it over at Barnes & Noble, which I think is really cool. No excuses not to find Coach, because you can find him on social. He's let us know that. Here's your last question, my kind sir. I'm going to ask you a question that I ask frequently on the show, because we have so many successful people in many different ways that have done some crazy, amazing things with their lives, just like you. But I do ask this, and you cannot say marriage and you cannot say children. That cannot be the answer. But if I were to ask you, what up till now in your 51 years would you say was your crowning moment?
Wow. The crowning moment for me actually just happened. And I just alluded to it. for the first time in my life, Larissa, the fondleri is at peace. Whew. And I say that because I just told my mom that on Sunday. I was married to sports and a thing called basketball all my life. My whole identity was wrapped up in this basketball. And the hardest thing for me was to let it go. And when COVID hit, I had my largest turnout in my basketball organization. I had over 170 kids in my program for the summer. And it was a lucrative amount of money. They paid me a lot of money to have these things. It was going to be my best year yet. COVID hits, and I'm at home all alone. I'm a single man, and in my house, and I have to come face to face with who Stephon Leary really is. And I could not look at that basketball anymore. And actually, that's when I finished the book.
Wow.
I finished the book, and I got a new perspective on life through becoming a motivational speaker, writing books. I'm already writing my second and third books, and I'm like, who are you?
Wow. Yeah, exactly.
But isn't
it all so exciting, though?
Yes.
It is so cool. I get so jazzed up about it. And yes, COVID hit. It was a horrible thing, but he knows what he's doing.
Absolutely.
What he's doing. And everybody had to take a deep breath, and everybody had to slow down, and the planet had to come back. And there were all of these different evolutions that happened. We had to lose some people, and that's horrible, but he knew what he was doing too. And so I really feel as though, so many of us are born and reborn in this moment. And like you with your motivational speaking are saying, I didn't start this company, for example, until a year and 2 months ago.
I'm seeing everything you're doing and like, wow, this is good for you as well.
You know, Stephon, when you and I met, none of this existed.
I know.
One ounce of iota existed yet. So
I got the email and I thought, oh, I met her. I'm going to reach out to her.
I'm so glad you did. I'm so glad you did, because it's just extraordinary to catch up with you, Coach, and to see what you're doing and to thank you for the work that you're doing for our youth, not only, but mostly. And there just need to be really a whole lot more really good men like you on the planet.
Thank you so much for forming our
next generations.
All right, everybody. I appreciate it. Thank you. Very good.
I'm going to let it go at that, because that's how quickly 20 minutes goes when you're having a great time. So everybody, I'm going to remind you that next week we're going to have yet another extraordinary entrepreneur doing extraordinary work right here on this planet Earth. Don't go away, Stephon. I'm going to be back with you in a minute while I say goodbye to everybody and give them appointment for next week. Bye-bye, everybody.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the In the Limelight podcast, intelligent media for the savvy entrepreneur. You can listen to this and all of my podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora, and Inspired News Radio. You'll find all of my videos and the In the Limelight digital magazine on clarissabert.com. And don't forget to connect with me on social pretty much anywhere. Stay well until we meet again in the limelight.